You're listening to KHUM, and as promised, I have Chuck Broffitt on the phone. How's it going, Chuck?
Good morning. It's going all right.
And good morning. How's your morning been going?
Pretty fast.
Pretty fast. That's
yeah. I just looked up, and it's like what?
It's already 12:30.
12:30. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. You're going to be here coming up on Saturday on over at Humbrews and playing with Garland Jeffries. And you'll both be back by Mission Express?
That's right, yeah. We're both going to be back by my band. It's going to be like a review style. Garland Jeffries is going to do, you know, five or six songs, and then he's going to leave the stage, and then we're going to do five or six, and then he's going to come back. And we just thought we would meld our songbooks together into one show.
Well, that's pretty awesome. That'll be a pretty cool show. Both of you are fabulous musicians, and Mission Express is obviously as well. Your latest album, Night Surfer, it's darker than a lot of your previous albums.
I guess so. I mean, I at a certain point, I started thinking of it when I was writing it as a dystopian record, sort of looking into the future.
Oh, cool.
And you know, spoiler alert, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't. And you're in San Francisco, too, so you see a lot of change there, especially recently.
Yeah. I mean, San Francisco has become a city where only the rich need apply. We've been dragged into the same money hole as London or New York or wherever, and, you know, it's happening really fast. You know, gentrification has been manifested itself in a kind of ugly way. I'm all for growth. I'm not a total curmudgeon, but, you know.
There are ways that
moment,
we can grow that it would
at
be
At the
more...
moment, yeah. At the, there are ways that we can grow that benefit people other than real estate developers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of, that's definitely a good way of putting that. Are you a fan of dystopian literature at all?
Oh, I'm not really like a science fiction guy. I mean, I see some of my touchstones would be like Blade Runner, William Gibson, even like the original, you know, the Road Warrior movies, I've always loved. And, you know, that's not something that I really read a lot. No, not really.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, there's not always a lot of time for reading. I sometimes find that challenging. But you have some projects that are coming up.
I read a lot of pop culture and poetry and classics, and you know, I mean, I hope to get to all of it. And then I got to listen to the Beatles and the Stones and Motown and new music, and you know, I'm going to get to all of it.
Well,
Ulysses, you know, before it's over, I'm going to read Ulysses and War and Peace and all that stuff.
Oh, cool! Awesome. Well, you have some new projects you're putting together, don't you? Don't you have some new stuff?
Well, I have a song that I just released called Alex Nieto about a San Francisco citizen, a 28-year-old Hispanic man who was shot 59 times eating a burrito in a park. And I'm working on a new album, and I've got other projects. But right now we're pretty focused on this Garland Jeffries tour and the Chuck Broffitt versus Garland Jeffries show. We got seven shows in California. We're playing in Humboldt. Is that Arcata? Is that the same place?
Yeah, Arcata is in Humboldt County. Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing Arcata and Sacramento and Santa Barbara and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Santa Cruz. I'm sure some other place I left out. So that's what we're focused on at the moment.
Okay, sweet, awesome. Yeah, just like one little thing at a time. Anything else new? What's going on?
Well, do you have any Garland Jeffries songs you can play?
Yeah, I played a little bit this morning. What would you like to hear?
Well, I just love Coney Island Winter off his from a couple records back. Of course, I love Wild in the Streets and 35 Millimeter Dreams.
I played 35 Millimeter Dreams earlier today. That's a fabulous
excellent
one. Yeah, off of Great Ghost choice. Rider. Yeah, that's one of a really good album from Garland Jeffries.
Great choice. Mm-hmm. And I think Wild in the Streets might also be on Good.
Yeah, it's the track that's right before 35 Millimeter Dreams.
Yeah, that's
how did you meet Garland Jeffries in the beginning?
Well, I had his records, and I'm not really sure when we officially met, but I think it may have been at a party at South by Southwest because we kind of knew of each other.
South by Southwest seems like the place, definitely a good meeting place for musicians.
Yeah, we were playing at this party behind a gallery and during the day, and Garland was on stage, and he saw me, and he was waving at me, and he was yelling at me from the stage, and we got to know each other, and so we invited Garland out to our show when we played in Brooklyn, and he showed up, and we ended up doing a few songs together, and, you know, we had such a good time, we made big plans, like, oh, man, we should do a tour together, and that was probably 2 years ago, but eventually, you know, the schedules opened up, and I told my booking agent, how about we do some shows with Garland Jeffries, you know?
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that all worked out, and I'm glad that you guys are coming here on Saturday. It's $15 on over at Humbrews. See Garland Jeffries and Chuck Proffa, both backed by Mission Express. So anyway,
that's right.
All right, sweet. Well, I'll go ahead and put on, since we were talking about Garland Jeffries, some of Garland Jeffries' tracks, and then I'll follow it up with some of yours. But thanks for taking some time to talk with me over the phone.
Oh, total pleasure. I'm sorry we didn't get through the first time, and
it happens.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, cool. Well, awesome. Hang on for just a second, and I'll see you Saturday.
Okay, beautiful.